How's everyone doing this morning?
Wonderfully blessed. And you, Pastor?
Praise God. I'm doing awesome. I give God praise. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Absolutely.
I'm thrilled to have an opportunity to be together.
Yes.
Like this with saints, brothers and sisters of like minds and passion as it concerns Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always a thrill to me, and I'm just honored to be here in your midst and to just have us come together as one. We're going to go ahead, and this is healing class. My name is Pastor Shone. If this is your first time, you're very much welcome. If not, it's good to see you again, and it's going to be great. We'll start off with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you. You're so good. So loving, so kind. Just appreciate you, Lord, and thank you for your presence in this room this morning. So tangible. Thank you for your power and your presence. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise for the miraculous which gets to break forth in this room this morning, in this place. Thank you, Father, for just saturating this atmosphere. Lord, I thank you. It's so awesome. I thank you, Father, for every soul, every individual here present. Thank you, Lord, because your thoughts towards us are always thoughts of good. Thank you, Lord, for healing made sure, even as by your cross. And thank you, Lord, because by your word, we get light, we get illumination, we get understanding. And we grab a hold of the truth, the reality of that which you've accomplished. And we get to see manifestation in our midst today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for breakouts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for manifestation of healing in this place this morning. Thank you, Lord, because no individual leaves this place the same way they came. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Friends, let's be conscious. Let's be aware of his tangible presence. And as we go on this morning, as we interact by the word and through the word.
Yes. Yes. Praise.
Let's be sensitive to the presence and the move of the Spirit. I believe there's great impact this morning.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Awesome encouragement. Well, friends, it's good to get the word, right?
Amen.
All right. Just before I share the title, I have a few questions. Is there anyone in here this morning believing for something as it concerns their health? If it's okay with you, just lift your right hand. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. For being honest, for your honesty. And so next question in that regard. Have you talked to the Lord concerning that situation, that circumstance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. Have you taken authority in that arena and spoken life and issued express commands as it concerns that situation and that circumstance?
Yes.
Have you commanded that thing to leave? In the name of Jesus. Okay? Have you been expectant? Have you been expecting? Have you been expecting to see and to, as it concerns manifestation in doing that? Okay? All right. That's awesome. Positive responses all through. And so lastly, I would say, in all of that, friends, in all that doing or, you know, what we just talked about, sensitivity and awareness, based on the things we just shared, the questions asked and the responses. Question this morning is, what has faith got to do with it? And in a manner of speaking, I might as well share it now. That's the title this morning.
Sorry.
We'll just give room for those who are coming in just to settle here briefly. In the meantime, you may as well turn your Bibles to the book of Romans in chapter 4, just as they settle. Romans in chapter 4. We started this series, as it were. Have you been silenced? Last week, still waiting to see, we're at Luke 17. We'll touch on that a little bit today. Are you still waiting to see? And today we're considering, what's faith got to do with it?
Everything.
Okay. That's good, everything. Do we agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is faith? Teresa?
Believing before seeing.
Believing before seeing. I like that. So faith has to do with believing.
And speaking.
Awesome. Gerald, did you have something?
Knowing God.
Knowing God. So that's key. Thank you for that. And we'll see how that comes into play as we go on. Good response. Thank you.
Believing that I received when I prayed.
Believing that you received when you prayed.
When I prayed.
Hallelujah. Any scripture comes to mind in that regard? Now, as we give responses, this is healing class, and the way it is, as ardent students of God's word, as ardent disciples of the Lord Jesus, it's good for us to have the word back, whatever it is that we believe or that we're standing on. Because when we say, oh, you know, sometimes we get to situations, oh, I'm standing on God's word, okay. We know we're not standing physically on the physical, we're not standing on a Bible, so to speak, so, but there's something your heart is anchored in and on when you're standing, when you say you believe. And so it's good to just have the word back that up. The same way Jesus responded in Matthew 4, in the three instances, his response was what? With the word. It is written.
Right.
And that has to be the basis for what we believe. It has to be God's word. So it's good to be anchored in God's word as ardent students, as lovers of the Lord Jesus, as disciples of Jesus. Okay? 1 John 5:14, for example. Go ahead.
When I pray, believe I receive. Mm-hmm. And I will have whatever it is I pray for.
Amen. Have whatever it is you pray for. Yes, Lucy.
Well, Romans 4:21 is that we are convinced God is able to do what he promised.
Hallelujah.
We can believe what God said.
Amen.
We have faith in him.
Hallelujah. We have faith in him. We believe what God has said. Mm-hmm. She mentioned the word, a C word there, which is vital. We are convinced. Mm-hmm. So there's conviction that goes with that. Thank you, Lizzie.
Believing for all of his benefits that he purchased for us.
Believing for all of his benefits that he purchased for us. Thank you, Ron. What is faith?
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. So it's the substance. Praise God. Where do we find that?
Hebrews 11:1.
Thank you, Gil.
I like in the Amplified it also adds, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
Okay, so faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses.
What is that scripture?
Yeah.
Hebrews 11:1. That is
Amplified.
Okay.
Mary, thank you, Gil.
In the Amplified, it also says in there it's the title deed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is mine. You know, you've come to that point where you're convinced this is mine and I'm not going to be denied.
Hallelujah. Amen. So when you take ownership, this is mine, I'm not going to be denied, it's a title deed. So you're entitled. And so for the avoidance of any confusion, because two references have been made to the Amplified, so there's the Amplified Classic and then there's the Amplified, you know, so for your study, you know, so don't go into one and say, oh, that's not what it says. Well, So there's two of those, okay, as you study it out. One more. What is faith? It's crucial, and it's important to understand this. We're considering, what has faith got to do with it? If we're talking about, okay, there's a challenge I'm having as it concerns my health, and I'm walking this through as based on the responses to those questions. I'm speaking, I'm declaring, I'm commanding, I'm expecting. I'm exercising faith. I'm walking in faith, waiting for the manifestation of that which is truly and rightfully mine. Accepting as so, as fact, what is or may not necessarily be seen by the senses or sensed by the senses. And from last week, we talked about taking God at his word. In spite, someone say in spite. It's critical, friends, to get this. In spite of what we may see, hear, feel, have been told, in spite of all of that stuff, taking God at his word, seeing him as truth and as true. It's important. Hallelujah. All right. So I'll just give a few quick definitions here, and then we'll get into a scripture that, you know, somehow fleshes this out, which is what's important in healing class. From the Greek, the word faith is the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. First definition, belief. This is one that I tend to utilize. Belief with the predominant idea of trust or confidence, whether in God or in Christ, springing from faith in the same. I'll take it again. Belief, that is, faith is belief with the predominant idea of trust or confidence, whether in God or in Christ, springing from faith in the same. Second definition, faith, simply the word persuasion, which we'll see in Romans 4 shortly. In the New Testament, faith speaks of a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God, generally with the included idea of trust. And lastly, primarily firm persuasion, a conviction based upon hearing. That I believe we can deduce from where it says faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing what?
The word.
It's specific. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing? You know, and we went through a few of these questions last week. What's in your heart? What are you allowing there? If you get a report, or if you get something in the mail, or you're called into the hospital for something, and then you're told, or something is communicated to you, what's the heart's response? What's your heart response? That's what we're talking about last week. And it's crucial, it's important to see the role of faith. First, have a good understanding of what faith is and how this plays out. And it's important to flesh this out, which is why we're going to do what we're doing this morning. Is that okay? Romans in chapter 4. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this from the Amplified today, the classic. Verse 16. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith, in order that it might be given as an act of grace, that is a merited favor, to make it stable and valid and guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the devotees and adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is thus the father of us all. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. In whom he believed. Who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. Our version says, who calls things that be not as though they were? Or as though, you know, they did. So, but here's something that I've always seen in this portion of scripture. Who calls things that be not as though they were, and then they are? That is God. That's who he is. And we can see an example from what we discussed last week from Luke in chapter 17. Just put it down. We don't have to go. We're not going there. It's more Luke 17, verse 14. Jesus himself being the Son of God and in very nature God. What did he say last week to those 10 lepers? He said in verse 14, he said to them after they cried out, Master, Jesus, have mercy upon us. He said to them, verse 14, he says, go. Show yourselves to the priest. What was implied in there, inherent in that command to go, show yourselves to the priest as ones who are lepers no more. As ones who are sick no more. As ones who are debilitated no more. As ones who are afflicted no more. Go! As ones who are infirmed no more. So, to all intents and purposes, friends, as far as the physical, as far as what we could see, as far as what they could see, because guess what? It's always the individual who's in the condition, right? Nobody else outside of you truly knows exactly what's going on in your frame, what's going on in your body, what's going on in your heart. Nobody else. It's you, right? He said, go. So Jesus, as the Son of God, what did he do in that instance? He called something which existed, which didn't exist because, oh, wholeness wasn't theirs, right? They were infirm, they were lepers. But he said, go, you're whole, go show. And we saw in Leviticus how that the only reason and time they could go to the priest was when they were what? Healed. Because there will be no point going to the priest if you've not been healed. And they took him at his word. And Bible says, as they went. Immediately, friends. These ones, as we shared last week, didn't begin to ask questions or things of that nature. But we'll get back to that. We're at Romans 4, 18. But I just wanted to show that the same way, and that's how I'm going to close out today, but I'm not going to jump the gun in that regard, but Jesus called that situation done. So, he wasn't waiting to see, and they also, recipients, were not waiting to see, but they trusted. They had faith in. They believed what he said and acted upon it in walking. Verse 18, Romans 4. It's important to notice that he believed God. Okay? He believed God. Verse 18, for Abraham, oh, thank you, Jesus. Are we looking into our Bibles? Romans in chapter 4, verse 18. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. Let's look at that first portion again. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone. hoped in faith that he should become. What is the expression in other versions of the Bible that ones were familiar with? Who's got the New King James or the King James perhaps? Go ahead, Doris.
Who contrary to hope, in hope, believed.
Who contrary to hope, in hope, believed. Mm-hmm. Another version, please.
In the King, it says, who against hope, believed in hope.
Mm-hmm. Who against hope, believed in hope. And friends, what I'm trying to share this morning, that, you know, that sometimes, you know, it's very catchy. That's a very catchy phrase and something that, you know, we look in Bible and we share. And who against hope in hope believed simply means what? Human reason for hope being gone.
Expectations, yes. Praise God.
Someone's, anyway. Hoped in faith. So it's possible, friends. What I'm trying to say, that we've come to that situation, we've come to that place, whereas it concerns that which ails us, or which is affecting us, or challenging us, we've come to see that condition, we've come to see that situation as permanent. Can't be changed. Can't be reversed. Now let's talk. Let's share. What are some of the reasons why we may reach those conclusions? Guess what, friends? These are not things which we'll necessarily say or speak with our mouth. But as I always tend to ask, what's in your heart? Because, friends, that's where it's at. And we talk about faith. And we talk about believing. And we talk about exercising faith. It's about our heart. I saw a couple of hands. Teresa.
Well, you asked what would come against that, or what would be x-rays, doctor report, diagnosis.
X-rays, doctor's report, as some of the reasons why we may think, assume, or come to that, be in that space or in that place where we think it's impossible. Thank you.
Well, and being sick and the body's decaying and know that, well, it's going to happen, so I'm not
going to
be
so being sick and the body is decaying, and so reach that conclusion that, well, I'm not going to be healed, right?
Yeah, like I'm
going to
die from this.
Okay, that this is going to be the end of me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mary, thank you.
Can I just point out Romans 4:19, what Abraham did?
We're getting there. Praise God. Anyone else?
Endurance. Lack of endurance, maybe?
Lack of endurance.
Impatience.
Yeah. Okay, because what could...
Taking too long. It's been like 6-7 years now. Like, come on.
Time.
Yeah.
Time, friends. Length of time.
Discouragement.
Yeah.
Frustration.
That, we're talking now. I like it. We're talking now. Frustration. Length of time. Discouragement. Frustration. What else?
Want to give up.
Why?
Because if you take the doctor's report, sometimes you believe it and just, there's nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
They say you're not going to live.
They say not going to live. They say maybe it's incurable. It's an incurable disease.
Mindset. You know, with all these things that are being said, so it would be a framework of mind.
So a frame of mind. What is it about that frame of mind, Teresa?
That it is set, a mindset. It is set on...
On all these things.
All these things that were mentioned, frustration, impatience, how long is this going to take? You know, the mindset, am I going to die from this? So that all is like a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a framework.
Mm-hmm.
You're only weak and you're going to faint, but the Bible says you're not supposed to faint, right? You're not supposed to faint.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, friends, we're looking at all these things that, and from last week I was saying, these are the things entering into the heart that serve to do what?
Hinder.
That serve as hindrances to us getting to see the manifestation of that which is rightfully, truly, and fully ours already, based on the price paid and the fact that you have now come into living relationship with him who paid that price in full. And his word says, by his stripes, you were healed. Mm-hmm. Or you are healed, if you're taking it from Isaiah 53, if you're taking it from the Old Testament portion of that. How do all these things relate with faith that we mentioned? Yes.
He renews my strength.
He renews your strength. Okay, so when there's discouragement, when there's frustration, when there's time involved. Thank you, Kim. Gail?
It takes your eyes off Jesus and the truth of the word.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. These things and more, friends, take our focus off of Jesus. Go ahead.
But in my case, it reminds me of when he delivered me before, and I always go back to that.
Mm-hmm. 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 Hallelujah. So past experiences of deliverance.
Mm-hmm. Or when he healed me before.
In other words, you've got history with them. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone here that doesn't have history with Jesus? What value do we place on that history based on the relationship we have with him? What value?
Expectation.
That drives up your expectation, your knowing, which we're going to see now. But if we don't place value in that, if we don't see that as valuable, if we don't see that as cornerstones in that living relationship with him, that's why our focus just, oh, something comes in. Oh, they said this about me. This is what I had. Or this is what, you know, this is what's going on in my body. And then it's easy to just take that then and accept that as, oh, okay, well, I guess that's what's happening to me. Guess what? Oh, yeah, because I am feeling something. Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, I know. Oh, I feel it. Oh, so that's what that is. So you can, it's easy to relate with that, but Bible says concerning you, 2 Corinthians 5, I believe verse 7, we walk by what?
Faith.
And not by what?
Sight. Or feelings.
Not by sight, not by senses or feelings or anything that emanate from that. Now, yes, friends, sir. I'm saying these things not to be condemning, but to try as much as possible to encourage us about the importance of placing value, one, on the relationship with Christ Jesus, and of faith, unshakable. Unshakable faith. Uncompromising faith. Let's see concerning Abraham what we're talking about. It says, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations. And so we touched on the things, how that, you know, all of that good stuff, things that may hinder us, frustration, anger, and all of that stuff. But can it be said of you? Can you say of yourself? Human reason, for example, human reason for hope being gone, Oluwaseun hoped in faith that healing should be manifested as it concerns, and then fill in the dots. Can you say concerning yourself? Can I give someone's name, for example? As it concerns Keith. Human reason concerning faith as it concerns Keith being gone. It's been so long, 20 years. It's been so much medication, nothing. It's been so much therapy and different things, but I can't really see much as far as advancement or improvement in this. Every seeming human reason being gone. Can you say of yourself, but I choose to believe, I choose to stand in faith based on God's word that by his stripes I am healed. That's who I am. I am the healed of the Lord. Can you say this of yourself, by yourself, concerning you? What are you speaking? What are you declaring? I keep coming back to that. Because out of the abundance of the heart, guess what happens? The mouth speaks. So friends, the first part of importance is your heart. What's in there? What are you convinced about? Thank you, Lucy. What's your conviction? 19 says, verse 19, Romans 4:19. Thank you, Jesus. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body. Someone talked about body dying off, right? Kim?
Yeah.
An expression. The body is literally, seemingly rotting away. He did not weaken in faith when he considered, part of that consideration is looking upon, says, oh, wow, look at that ankle. Oh, wow, look at that knee. Oh, wow, look at that, whatever it is, which was as good as dead. Because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. Now, when you consider or look at your body and see how that condition has affected it, maybe your gait, altered your walking, your movement, your lifestyle, and all of that, and you reach that place where you think, oh, this is irreversible, this can't be changed, this can't be stopped. Bible said, he did not. Someone say, did not.
Did not.
Weaken.
In faith.
Can you choose to not be weakened in faith? In the face of whatever that situation or condition is. Now, it says he didn't weaken in faith. What was the key? How come he didn't weaken in faith? What was the key? Because I know we're almost, you know, we're pressed for time, but I just want to open this up and be very, very real about this, friends, right? We've talked today about different situations and scenarios. And when we are pummeled, as it were, by these things in life that try to attach to us or that already have some attachment, and we're hoping to see a manifestation, a breakout, breaking free from that stuff as it concerns physically, in the physical. Sometimes we can get to that place where faith, someone's trying to talk to you about faith, and you're like, what is that? Or we can say, faith, 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 I'm standing in faith, I'm standing in faith, but then in your heart, what's really going on there? Because you're the one, it's in your experience that it's been 20 years. Someone said 6 years. It's your experience. That's something you're living through, you've lived through, you've been through, you're going through. You know, so when someone says, oh, Abraham didn't weaken in faith, well, that's easy to say about Abraham. He was the father of faith, and so we can say that about him, but this is me, and this is me, not just me in this world, but this is me in 2020. So it's important to see, to know, what's the key? Bible says he did not weaken in faith. What's the key?
Well, the scripture I keep coming back to, a piece of it, in hope against hope, he believed as he had been promised by God. So it seems like the key was the belief in God who had promised what he said.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Belief.
No hope. Hope against hope. I mean, what does that even mean? You know, hope against hope. You know.
Yeah, that's what we touched upon. All human reason for hope already dissipated. It's like, God is like, look, this is like, you know, it's a lost cause. You say, oh, forget about it. What's hope? But I love something, friends. When we study hope out in the New Testament, the New Covenant, based on what Jesus did, when we study hope out, what is hope?
The confident expectation of good happening.
Hope is joyful and confident expectation of. Joyful and confident expectation of. So it's joyful and it's confident. I know that I know that I know. Now, this is mine, that I'm the healed, that I walk free from sickness, disease, infirmity, from whatever. You can begin to list all those things, whatever it is they may have told you or the report may have, you know, declared or said, pronounced about you. I'm walking free from this, and don't be afraid to say it because you have the victory. Because you've overcome. Yes, Lucy.
Abraham had a word from God. And that word meant more to him than any of his circumstances.
Yeah.
Than anything else that he saw or experienced.
That's it.
But friends, who is it anchored in? Wow, you know, we could go on for hours in this. Who was it anchored in?
God
himself.
But it's his relationship with God. Because if
if I had a relationship over years with you and trusted you and believed you, regardless of what somebody else could say, could come in and say, I know you and I know what you've done in my life and our relationship, and I trust you and not that other voice.
Right.
So if I'm listening more to the other voice, I might trust it. But if I listen to you and have an experience with you, that's where that faith is going to be.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Time, attention, commitment, all of that stuff to that relationship. And we're talking about the relationship with the divine, which is awesome.
Yes.
At the same time, I think, like they mentioned, Teresa mentioned, reports from the doctor, things like that can take away your hope, steal your hope. And further on in Romans, when you go to chapter 15, verse 13, if a person feels like their hope has been stolen from them because of bad reports or symptoms in the body, then in Romans 15, 13, he's called the God of your hope. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can bring that aspect into the situation, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. And then hope restored is necessary to base the faith on.
That's good. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
Romans 15, Pat?
15, 13.
Romans 15, 13.
Can I tag with her then?
Go ahead, Mary.
Hebrews 6:19 in the Amplified.
Yes.
She talked about that hope. It says, now we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot slip and it cannot break down under whoever steps out upon it.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Firm, steadfast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mary. That's steadfast and sure, unshakable, friends. You know, and that's what we can base, that's what faith is based on. That is an in. It's about God himself. Okay? The God of all hope. Yes.
I think if you have that hope based on your attitude, the way you said joyful expectation, if you can praise God, then you know you got it.
Hallelujah! Praise God! Oh, man, friends, isn't that exciting? Listen, friends. I got to tell you, straight from my heart, friends, I tell you this. I've been speaking about healing and for years and with testimonies left, right, center, and everything. But, friends, it's too late for anyone or anything or any situation or circumstance to tell me different. Concerning the God who I have come to know, who I know. And so, I'm unshaking. Your faith should be anchored in God himself. So that when the storms of life come, when the vicissitudes of life come, the ups and downs of life come, you're not shaken. And you don't move, you don't sweat. Look at what he says. Look at how he says in verse 20. No unbelief or distrust made him waver. No unbelief or distrust made him waver. Doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God.
Hallelujah.
As he gave what? Praise and glory to God. What's the heart posture?
Thanksgiving,
praise. In thanksgiving and in praise, what is the focus? Guess what, friends? It's not on you. It's not on yourself. It's not on the condition. I'm not saying this to sound like I'm not concerned or I don't care about what you may be going through or what I may be going through. But I'm saying that in the midst of that, your focus, your gaze, your attention ought to be on God himself.
Yes.
Friends, this is the key. To my mind, anyway, I don't know how you may see it that way from God's word, but it's about God himself. He gave praise to God. He gave glory to God. Hear me say this. Never on this to make the power and the effect of giving praise and glory to God, of magnifying his holy name. Because in this posture, in this position, In the season of waiting, don't say I'm waiting to see like the guys, the lepers. No, I'm waiting to see a manifestation. When Jesus said, go, show yourselves to the priest. And he said, well, Lord, show us something. Let's see proof. Let me see a sign of the disease removing. Let me see a sign of the thing drying up. Let me see a sign of all these sores and boils and everything just evaporating. Then he said, oh, give me empirical reasons or proof. Exhaustive show of, oh, so, you know, let's dissect this. How do I know I'm going to be healed? You're saying to go, but I'm still full of sores. They didn't doubt. They weren't in doubt. They weren't in unbelief. They started moving. And I'll share this, friends, personally. From Romans 4:20, where it says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. This positions your heart, friends, and indeed your body in a position to strategically receive in that area of manifestation, mm-hmm. where you're praising God and giving him praise. I'll tell you why. As it concerns, for example, the 10 lepers we spoke of, seen here in Romans 4, what we just talked about, I believe strongly as these guys went, Bible says in verse 14, Luke 17:14, as they went, every step away from the Lord Jesus towards the priest on this journey was a show of their trust, faith, and unshakable belief mm-hmm. in the spoken word, mm-hmm. in Jesus himself, right? Mm-hmm. Because they'd not seen anything, mm-hmm. but they knew that, oh, he said we should go. That means we're healed, right, friends? And I believe that as they were going, friends, it is my, this is just me. I'm just sharing what my heart, right? I believe that they were praising God. I believe that they were already rejoicing. But glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going over to the priest. We're going to show and everything. And as they went, every man received. He talked about them being cleansed. But I'm saying by way of speech now that every man began to see in his experience and in his body the unmistakable proof that, wow, this thing is what? These things are dead. Yeah. These things have dropped off. Because they went in faith, trusting Jesus, believing the word, knowing that it's done. Hallelujah. 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 And friends, that shows the heart posture of as they went. But out of the 10, more specifically, more, let me put it this way, more so, I believe, the Samaritan in their midst. In obedience to Jesus' word, in praising God and glorifying God and everything, in that heart posture to Godward, once the manifestation came, because that's where his heart was in the first place, guess what? It was easier. It was in line. It was in tune for him to say, oh, I got to go back, because that was the state. That was the state of his being. That was the state of his existence already. What? Glorifying and giving thanks and giving praise. Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to express my attitude of gratitude. I'm going to express my heart of thanksgiving to the one who's made me whole, to the one who's healed me. Do not underestimate the effect and the power of giving praise, glory to God. Pat.
I just want to share a scripture from Colossians 1:12 from the Easy to Read version. And give thanks to the Father. He has made you able to have what he has promised to give all his holy people who live in the light.
Hallelujah.
Thanksgiving is a good thermostat. If you want to test yourself, are you really believing how thankful are you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How thankful are you? Praise God. Thankfulness, friends, and gratitude. It works tremendous things, friends, on your heart. In the inner recesses of your heart. Just in line with what Pat was just saying there. It works tremendous things. And I want to encourage us to live this out. Notice I didn't say try this out. Because if I said try it out, I said, well, let's see if this works or whatnot. I didn't say try it out. I said live this out because this is what we've been called to. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, he says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, do what? Give thanks. Why? This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? The giving of thanks. That's what we've been called to, friends. And I'm saying that it works tremendous healing in the inner recesses of our hearts when it comes to attitudes and things, you know, heart issues and all of that stuff, which most of those things then beginning to have or take effect in our bodies by way of ailments and whatnot. You know, and it turns our focus off of ourselves unto who?
Jesus.
Unto Jesus, the one who died and rose again and made us free and declares that you are what? Free indeed. Wow.
Amen.
There's a lot more, friends. But I believe strongly it's a journey. And as we continue to just open this up, next week I'm going to land. Let me put it that way. We're going to really just get into the rubrics of this and flesh it out more and then just hand you keys that are instructive to walking in victory. Because he's made you free. Because he's healed you. And we're talking about manifestation. There are keys that you have already that you need to leverage on. That you need to leverage to then see breakouts in your body, in your heart, and in your experience. And it wouldn't be keys coming from me because, oh, he's smart. No, I'm not. God's word by the Spirit of the living God. And I see you all walking triumphantly, victorious over those situations and circumstances. Amen?
Yep.
Amen.
Prayer team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's a need, you're here and you have a health concern and there's a need in that area or aspect, I'd love for you to just stand up, make your way forward boldly, not in fear, not in trepidation, not being bashful. It's not about who's here, who's looking, or whatnot. I'd like you just stand up where you are and just make your way forward. Prayer team member is here, empowerful of the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the Holy Ghost, in live connection with God, and set, willing, set, and able to minister life right now. Take advantage. Don't despair. And I also remain here in front after this time. Father, thank you for this class. Thank you, Father, for these ones, blessed ones, healed ones, whole ones, made every whit whole. Thank you, Father, for your cross. Thank you for the cross, the mighty cross. Thank you for your death, burial, resurrection. Ha-ha. By that, Lord, you made me free by faith in the finished work. Thank you, Lord, for tangible manifestation of healing made sure in our bodies and our experience and our hearts. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We worship and adore you. We say thank you. Grateful hearts to you, Lord, for just how awesome and loving you are. In Jesus' name. God is so good. Friends, remain in that attitude. Remain in that attitude of thanksgiving, of just loving your Savior and just, man. There are things to be gained in that. Just maximize it. Can I put it out? Just maximize that relationship. Just key into the Lord and see change in your situation and circumstance. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessed week for you. We're back in time for the service at 10:45. Thank you, guys. Praise God.